We know that you know this phrase, everyone's a critic. It's a simple trope that bridges all art to the people who behold it. But is criticism itself an art form?
New York Times film critic A.O. Scott makes that case in his new book, Better Living Through Criticism, How to Think About Art, Pleasure, Beauty, and Truth. And he joins us now to share some insights. Great to have you, Tony.
Nice to be here.
You begin your book by recounting a now famously public takedown where Samuel L. Jackson takes umbrage with your review of The Avengers. Why did you choose to start with that?
Well, it was a moment. I had started working on this book, and I'd been thinking about criticism, and I wrote a review of The Avengers, which was mixed, but I expressed some disappointment. And Samuel L. Jackson, who of course plays Nick Fury in that movie and in those Marvel Universe movies, went on Twitter and he said, "Avengers fans, we need to find A.O. Scott a new job, one he can actually do." And there was a big storm. You know, all of the Avengers fans went into my Twitter feed to tell me what I could actually do with myself. But it got me thinking, well, what is the job? How do you actually do it? It's a very strange thing to do when you think about it, to spend most of my waking hours either going to the movies or writing about movies. I thought, well, it's worth not only trying to defend the job and my ability to do it, but to think about how it's connected to other broader questions, and to think about, well, is this something maybe that everybody is actually already doing, not just the people who do it professionally, but is there a way of thinking about criticism as part of the experience that we all have when we go to the movies and walk out of the theater and start arguing with our friends about what we've seen.
Which is really a rather profound idea, right? I mean, everybody has a reaction to art, and in that sense, you kind of suggest everybody is an artist. We're all driven to share our story in some way. It's very human.
I think that's right. I mean, I think there is a kind of universal impulse to make sense of the world that we live in, to maybe create something beautiful or something that expresses our thoughts and our feelings. And I think that the critical impulse comes from the same place, to think about, well, what does this mean? Why did I like this? Why does this have value? And to compare our reactions with those of other people. So I think, it is, my idea of it is a very kind of human and very democratic idea. It's not to say that everybody is a great artist, or that everybody is a brilliant critic, but that, that creativity and the critical impulse are something that we all have and that we can all cultivate within ourselves.
We are living, though, in an age of rage, and Samuel L. Jackson pointed that out. He was not exactly happy with you. Are we in danger of losing the art of criticism because of this age that we live in, where everybody is so sensitive?
I think it is, a challenge that we live in very sensitive and contentious and sometimes angry times where people take offense. People get very indignant and vent their feelings, on Facebook or Twitter or on cable TV. I think we always have to be fighting, a battle sometimes within ourselves in the hopes that our more reasonable, more thoughtful, more civil instincts can prevail. And I think that what I'm trying to do in this book away is to plead for that, for more more thoughtful, more engaged, more open-minded approach to our own lives, not only in the domain of art and culture, but maybe elsewhere as well. We can be better listeners and more thoughtful talkers, maybe, and it's worth the effort.
If there's anything or any one thing you would like people to glean from the book, would that be it, or is there something else?
I think it's partly that, and also that we can follow our instincts and our curiosity, and in a way, not be afraid of what's new and unfamiliar. I think the The other thing that I'm trying to encourage people to do is not kind of settle into our own comfort zone, not kind of follow the narrow track of our own taste, or just, you know, obey the marketing algorithms on Netflix or Amazon that say, well, you like this, you might also like that. You know, be adventurous. Follow your curiosity. Look for experiences that are challenging or strange or difficult. And try to do the work of making sense of those, because I think that's very rewarding and eye opening. And we should fight against our own tendencies toward complacency or laziness or just wanting what's familiar.
Thanks for being with us, and good luck with the book.
It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
We appreciate it. New York Times film critic A.O. Scott, his new book, Better Living Through Criticism, How to Think About Art, Pleasure, Beauty, and Truth.